Well, I'm kind of surprised about something here. Because for a couple of years, we had heard that Amazon had the inside track to this DoD cloud deal, a $10 billion initial downstroke from the Pentagon on this contract. And of course, General Mattis was involved with that because him and Jeff Bezos are close friends. And so there was a lot of conversation there about how Jeff Bezos basically had the inside track. And Amazon was going to get the Department of Defense cloud contract. Well, surprise, it didn't go that way. Microsoft picked up the contract worth $10 billion. And I say $10 billion to start because, as you know, once these things get created, it's on infinitum. It's on and forever. So Bill Gates and company pulled it in. Shares at Microsoft up 3.5% to a high of $145.67 before pairing their gains. It's a record high for Microsoft. Think about that. Bill Gates is wealthier today than he was yesterday by a lot. Thank you, American taxpayers. The contract is going to address critical and urgent unmet warfighter requirements for modern cloud infrastructure and all three classification levels delivered out to the tactical edge. Does it concern anybody besides me that, you know, they say we're putting the information on the cloud? Well, what's the cloud? It's just another damn computer. It's just another computer that some kid that's 17 years old sitting in mom's basement drinking a Big Gulp can hack into. I mean, I would hope not, but you get my point. You know, some pimple-nosed kid's down there going, hey, I think I can do this, because he's got an IQ of 203, and he just goes, hey, I figured it out. It's like, because to them, they're not trying to destroy the American government. It's a puzzle. It's a challenge. They just want to see if they can do it, you know, without getting caught and dragged off to federal prison and beaten. You know, anyhow, so the DOD, the Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure is what it's called, JEDI. The contract has a base period of 2 years, a $1 million guarantee, but it's a $10 billion deal, and it just starts from there. The company said revenue from its cloud computing business soared 36% year to year to a record $11.6 billion, and of course, this doesn't hurt at all. So there you go. There you go. They're wealthier at Microsoft than they have ever been. Congratulations to Bill Gates. Meanwhile, if you missed this, this is kind of a really important headline. But with all the noise in Washington, we miss so many important things that happen that affect you and I in our daily life. And this is one of them. The United States court has rejected, a federal appeals court on Friday rejected, a challenge by California and 16 other states to the Trump administration's decision to revise strict U.S. vehicle emissions and fuel efficiency rules put into place under the former President Barack Obama. The state sued in May of 2018 after the Trump administration reopened a review of the vehicle efficiency standards through 2025. And in its final weeks in office, the Obama administration sought to cement the rules in place by completing what they called the midterm review more than a year ahead of the April 28 deadline. And so the judge said no. The judge said no. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia concluded that because the EPA had not engaged in a final action under the Clean Air Act, it would dismiss the petitions for lack of jurisdiction. And so that means that the restrictions that were going to be put in place by Barack Obama that would have driven the price. I mean, and first of all, for the love of Pete, you've seen the price of new cars. I mean, you look at, you know, a new car, you think, my gosh, that costs as much as the first house I bought. Now it costs five times as much as the first house I bought. You know, it's the price of new cars is astronomical. If you drive, and I like big vehicles. I drive Suburbans and pickup trucks, and, you know, they're kind of proud of them, I guess is one way to put it. They're kind of proud of them, and they're already expensive, and these rules would have made them more expensive quicker. Now, having said that, there's still a big push by GM and Ford and others around the world to be putting out hybrid vehicles and all electric vehicles. Of course, the Rivian has been bought by Ford for $500 million, that design, and General Motors working at the Hamtramck plant to build an all-electric pickup truck there. I drive pickup trucks. I'm not opposed to an all-electric truck, but I have to know that if I'm driving from my home to northern Michigan, I'm not going to see my battery power going, and I'm sitting on the side of the road and waiting to be charged for 8 hours. No good. If they can get past that, I consider all electric. I mean, if it's good, it's quiet. Sneak up on my kids and catch them. All right, so one other thing here. If you have any questions about, and I'm going to shift gears here on just a bit, but if you have any questions about what the Democrats' intention is when it comes to gun control. Well, we just want to take the AR-15s, the AK-47, and we just want to make sure that everybody's safe. Remember, in 2018, the numbers are out. 297 people were killed in America in 2018 with all rifles, including high-profile mass shootings with AR-15s and so forth. Now, those are devastating, terrible situations, but less than 300 people in America, a country of 325 million people, died from rifles in that year. So if you take those off the street, as some of the Democrats demand, what will it really do? And let me give you an example. Here's Beto O'Rourke, a guy who's still out campaigning for president. Nobody can figure out why. Maybe his wife doesn't want to see him at home, but he has no chance of winning anything. He'll never be picked as a running mate. He's hopeless, but he can't leave. And here he is talking about gun control. It's bite one. Go.
And are you ever concerned that that policy could be too retroactive? You said you're not going to go door to door taking the guns, and it's if people have them out in the open, but wouldn't that be considered retroactive instead of like actually proactively getting the guns off the street?
If we're able to pass mandatory buybacks and I'm able to sign that into law, then I fully expect our fellow Americans to turn in their AR-15s and their AK-47s. For anyone who does not and is caught in possession or seen in possession of one of these weapons of war, one of these instruments of terror, that weapon will be taken from them and they will be fined. And if they should persist in continuing to use and to buy these weapons, then there will be other consequences in the criminal code.
I guess we'll just throw them all in jail and be done with it. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. It's all part of the Auto No Fault Reality Tour today. We'll have more of that coming up in hour number two and hour number three. We're giving you an education on what the changes in your auto insurance really mean to you, to your family, to everyone around. It's the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.
Local FS is member-owned, and that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS HiSoy, you're actually buying seed from yourself. And you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision corn or HiSoy soybean seed today. At harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and HiSoy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.